读经的时间。
Now it's time for scripture reading.
今天读经的经文是在马太福音二章第十三节到二十三节。
The scripture reading is in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 through 23.
请大家打开圣经，由我来读。
Let's open our Bible. I'll read it for you.
他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。”约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主见先知所说的话，说：“我从埃及地招出我的儿子来。”希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人家伯利恒城里并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以里的都杀尽了。这就应了先知耶利米的话，说：“在拉玛听见嚎啕大哭的声音，使拉杰哭他儿女，不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。”希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去，因为要害小孩子性命的人已经死了。”约瑟就起来，把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去，只因听见亚基老接着他父亲希律做了犹太王，就怕往那里去，又在梦中被主指示，便往加利利境内去了，到了一座城名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说他家称为拿撒勒人的话了。下面是信息的时间，时间交给徐牧师。
Now it's time for message. Let's give the time to Pastor Xi.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天是圣诞节。
Today is Christmas Day.
圣诞节为什么是十二月二十五号呢
？Why is Christmas Day on December 25th?
其实这原来是罗马人庆祝太阳神生日的节日。
Indeed, this day was originally celebrated for the birth of the god of the sun, Apollo, for Roman people.
因为这个原因，现今有少数教会是强烈反对庆祝圣诞节的。
And because of this, even now there are a few churches, they are still strongly against the celebration of Christmas.
圣经并没有任何经文规定基督徒要庆祝耶稣的诞生。
So in the Bible, there isn't really a scripture talking about Christians having to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
过不过圣诞节和信仰本身没有什么绝对的关系。
So whether or not you celebrate Christmas doesn't really have to do with your religion.
那我们为什么还要在十二月二十五庆祝圣诞节
？So why is it that we celebrate Christmas?On December 25th.
让我们从历史上来看。
So let's look at it from a historical standpoint.
耶稣复活之后不久，早期教会的基督徒就开始经历罗马政府一波又一波大规模的逼迫。
So not long after Jesus resurrected, early churches with Christians, they have experienced many times a large scale of persecution from Roman government.
在差不多三百年的逼迫当中，许多基督徒因此殉道，被火烧死，被砍头，被狮子咬死。
Within about 300 years, many Christians were persecuted, and they were either burned to death, beheaded, or even mauled by lions to death.
但是在公元312年
，However, AD 312，
原来相信太阳神的君士坦丁大帝在一场重大的战役当中有了奇迹般的经历。
Emperor Constantine, he originally was a believer of Apollo, the god of the sun. He experienced some miracles in one of the wars.
他就归信了基督。
And he accepted Jesus.
他知道基督徒每逢七日的第一日都聚集在一起赞美庆祝耶稣基督从死里复活。
And he knows that for Christians, they worship their God on the first day of the seven days.
他就规定罗马政府开始使用一周七天的做法。
Therefore, he started to ask the Roman government to make a week into 7 days.
虽然还是把第一天叫做 Sunday, 太阳日。
Although he still called the first day Sunday, the day of the sun.
但他下令每逢七日的第一日，所有的百姓什么工作都不可以做。
However, he gave an order and asked all the people not to do anything on the first day of the week.
那时候的基督徒领袖非常有智慧。
And at the same time, all the Christian leaders were very wise.
他们自己称七日的第一日为主日 ,the Lord's Day.
Christians call their first day of the week the Lord's Day.
对于罗马人称那天为 Sunday, 基督徒们并不恶意地与他们对抗。
And then they know that the other Roman people call the first day of the week Sunday, however, they do not strongly against that.
他们反而是借着传福音的方式帮助人看到耶稣基督才是那真正公义的太阳。
They spread the gospel. They help people to see that Jesus is really the Lord of the world.
耶稣基督才是这个世界的真光。
And Jesus was the real sun and was the real light of this world.
同样的，基督徒也把原来庆祝太阳神生日的12月25日改为庆祝耶稣基督的诞生，为的也是引导人归向真神。
Likewise, Christians at that time, they celebrate Jesus' birth on the day of Roman people celebrating the birth of their Apollo. And the reason for them to do that was to help people, to guide them to go to turn towards the true God.
所以当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，不要忘记，这是一个充满福音性的日子。
Therefore, when we celebrate Christmas, let's not forget that this is actually a day of the gospel.
耶稣基督的福音是给万国万民的。
The Jesus gospel is for all people.
他诞生的意义是让所有原先不认识他的人可以来认识他。
The reason that Jesus was born was to help people who originally didn't know him to get to know him.
所以最有意义过圣诞节的方式不是基督徒自己聚在一起向耶稣唱生日快乐。
Therefore, the most meaningful way to celebrate Christmas was not for just the Christians to get together and sing happy birthday to Jesus.
而是邀请还没有信主的朋友们都来听福音。
However, it is for Christians to invite those who still did not know Jesus to get together so that they can hear about the gospel.
让他们知道马槽的婴孩是为他们而生。
So that they know that the infant in the manger was born for them.
好，虽然圣诞节是12月25日
，So we know that Christmas Day is on December 25th.
大家想看看过节气氛最浓的是在什么时候？在圣诞节那天吗
？But do we think that the highest point of the celebration was it on Christmas Day？
大家都是在圣诞节之前。
It's actually before Christmas Day.
装圣诞树。屋子外装圣诞灯。
You will decorate your Christmas tree. You put on the Christmas lights around your house.
寄圣诞卡，买圣诞礼物。
You send out Christmas cards and you bought Christmas gifts.
忙这个忙那个的。
You do this and that.
然后一切的庆祝在圣诞夜达到高峰。
And the highest point is on Christmas Eve.
很多教会都有圣诞夜崇拜。
So many the churches have Christmas Eve program.
还有很多人根本不信耶稣的，也在圣诞夜热热闹闹的办 Christmas party.
And for those who do not believe in Christ, they have Christmas parties on Christmas Eve.
到了圣诞节当天呢
？On Christmas Day.
除了有小孩的家庭可能那天特别早起围在圣诞树前拆礼物之外，似乎没有多少人看中这一天。
And other than families with little kids, and they will wake up really early and try to look for their gifts around the Christmas tree, we see very few people actually do anything special on that day.
对绝大多数人来说，到了圣诞节当天，所有节庆的过节的欢庆都过去了。
For most people, on Christmas Day, actually all the celebrations are gone, are done.
如果接下来的日子还有什么事情是跟圣诞节有关的，都是令人心烦的收拾善后。
And after Christmas Day, if there's anything that has anything to do with Christmas, that is something that's really annoying to do.
圣诞节之前，小孩子都会吵着啊要装圣诞树，他们很愿意帮忙。
So before Christmas Day, the kids will ask for putting up a Christmas tree, and they are eager to help.
圣诞节之后叫他们收呢？
And what about after Christmas Day? You ask them to put it away?
我们在座青少年要不要收看看？你们帮忙收吗？
So the youth among us, do you want to say about how you are willing to help to put it away?
很多家庭的圣诞树过了好几个星期，甚至好几个月都没收。
For many families, your Christmas tree probably will stay in your house for several weeks or even several months.
屋子外面的圣诞灯也是一样。
And same with the Christmas lights outside of the house.
很多家庭十一月底就把圣诞灯装起来了，那时候还没下雪，温度也不算低。
So many families actually put up the lights in November, and at that time it wasn't really cold.
圣诞节之后想到要拆灯，哎呀，外面好冷啊。
And after Christmas, it became really cold, and just the thought of taking it down is making you really cold already.
你有空在我们城里面开车看看。
So if you have time, you can drive around town.
有些家的灯可能到了三月、四月、五月。甚至到了第二年的十月都没拆。
So you can see that for some families, even in March, April or May, they still have their lights up outside, and even some people leave it until next Christmas.
还有一些人在圣诞节后心情特别低沉。
And some people even have a really depressed mood after Christmas.
这个问题相当普遍，所以有专有名词叫 post-Christmas blues or post-Christmas depression.
And this problem is so prevalent that there is even a term coined for it. It's called post-Christmas blues or post-Christmas depression.
原因是圣诞节之前啊，受着众人都过节气氛的影响，啊，心情也特别高。
The reason was that prior to Christmas Day, there is really a good atmosphere of a celebration, and people are influenced by that, so that they are very high with the celebration also.
就算有烦恼，也暂时放一边。
So even if they have troubles, they put it aside for a while.
但是节一过，哎呀，回归现实。
However, after the celebration, they have to face reality.
不晓得你们会不会这样。
I don't know if you feel the same way.
还有些人圣诞节没有拿到礼物或没有拿到想要的礼物，心情很低沉。
And some people get depressed because they didn't get any Christmas gift or they didn't get the gift that they want.
这些都可以算是圣诞后的挑战。
So this could be considered as challenges post Christmas.
不过跟我们相比，两千年前的约瑟和玛利亚。所遇到圣诞后的挑战可是大得多。
However, comparing to us, in 2000 years ago, for Joseph and Mary, what they faced at post-Christmas was a lot greater than ours.
没读过圣经的人多半只知道他们在耶稣诞生之前所遇到的挑战。
For people who have not read the Bible, you probably know of the challenges that they had to face prior to the birth of Jesus.
玛利亚要凭信心相信顺服神的拣选，以童女之身从圣灵感孕而怀胎。
For Mary, she had to by faith believe and trust in God's choice, and she had to be pregnant before she was married as a virgin. She was impregnated by the Holy Spirit.
约瑟也要凭信心相信顺服神的引导。
For Joseph, he also has to trust in God's guidance by faith.
去把一位许配给他却在过门之前就已经怀孕的玛利亚给娶过来。
And he had to marry someone who was already committed to him, however, was already pregnant before the marriage.
在这个当中，他们两个人都要承受周围多少人的猜疑和指指点点。
So during all these things, all this time, the both of them have to accept a lot of criticisms and a lot of talks, gossips from people around them.
然后产期已经相当近的时候，又不巧遇到罗马皇帝。下令所有的百姓得回到家乡去做人口普查。
And when the due day was near, they happened to have to receive a decree from the Roman emperor, and they have to go back to their own hometown to register for census.
他们从拿撒勒要走差不多一个星期颠簸的旅途，去到约瑟的本乡伯利恒。
So from Nazareth, they have to travel about for 1 week to go to Bethlehem to register.
到了那里之后，所有的客店都没有地方给他们住。
And when they arrive there, there is no room at the inn for them.
最后只能在马棚跟牲畜挤在一起过夜。
And they had to spend the night with animals.
玛利亚就是在这么一个又脏又臭的环境当中生下耶稣。
For Mary, she gave birth in such a dirty and smelly condition.
孩子生下来就只能放在马槽里。
And the newborn baby was placed in the manger.
我们当中有多少父母会愿意孩子在那样的环境下出生？
How many of us are willing to give birth in such a situation?
我们当中有多少小孩子你会觉得在那样环境下出生是很美的事？
And how many kids among us would think that it's really cool to be born that way?
所以约瑟和玛利亚在耶稣诞生之前就已经面对许多大的挑战。
So we know that for Joseph and Mary, even before Jesus was born, they have to face lots of challenges already.
但是对他们来说，耶稣诞生的那一晚的确是很美丽的一晚。
However, to them, the day of Jesus' birth was also a very beautiful night.
还能够找到一个地方安歇过夜已经很感恩了。
They would be very grateful for having a place to spend the night at.
在那么简陋的环境当中，孩子生下来，母子均安，他们更是感恩。
In such a situation, the baby was born, and both the mother and the baby was healthy. They are grateful for that as well.
那夜又来了一群牧羊人。
The same night, a group of shepherds came.
说有天使显现向他们报佳音。
And they said that the angel appeared to them and delivered good news to them.
而且指示他们来找寻刚刚诞生的救主。
And he guided them so that they can come and find the Savior.
牧羊人所欢喜献上的敬拜，以及他们所说天使所传的信息，想必都带给约瑟和玛利亚极大的鼓励和安慰。
So the worship that came from the shepherds and then the good news brought by the shepherds should have brought a lot of encouragement and comfort to Joseph and Mary.
所以对约瑟和玛利亚来说，圣诞夜也的确是特别温馨的一个晚上。
Therefore, for Joseph and Mary, Christmas Eve was especially a warm night.
他们对神的感恩和敬拜也都被带到了高峰。
And this should be the highest point of their thankfulness and their worship to God.
圣诞节之后呢？
What about after Christmas?
所有做爸妈的都知道，要照顾一个刚出生的小宝宝不是一件容易的事。
For all of us who are parents, we know that it is not an easy task to take care of a newborn baby.
尤其是第一胎。
Especially your firstborn.
各样的事情都没有经验。
You have no idea what to do.
会弄得夫妻两个人手忙脚乱，精疲力尽。
So you're usually just totally exhausted by all these things to take care of the kid.
我们现在很多人生小孩的时候还会请家人来帮忙。
So a lot of us will have our family to come and take care of us.When we have babies.
约瑟和玛利亚呢？
And what about for Joseph and Mary?
他们在伯利恒连住都只能寄宿在某个人家的马棚，哪里有什么亲戚朋友来帮忙？
For Joseph and Mary, they didn't even have a place to stay when they give birth to a baby, let alone having families to come and help them out.
所以所有有新生儿的父母要面对的挑战，约瑟和玛利亚照样要面对。
All these challenges that face new parents, are the same to Joseph and Mary.
在头一段时间里面还算是他们能够应付的。
So in the beginning, this might be something that they could take care of.
而且照着圣经的记载。
And also according to the scripture.
在耶稣诞生之后不久，应该是40天，差不多我们中国人坐完月子之后。
So after Jesus was born, about 40 days later, that is according to Chinese custom, about a month later after the postpartum rest.
他们去到离伯利恒非常近的耶路撒冷。
They traveled to a close place, Jerusalem, which is close to where they were.
照着旧约律法的规定，他们把耶稣奉献给神。
According to the law in the Old Testament, they went to dedicate their baby to God.
在圣殿当中，神还使用两位敬畏神的人来发出赞美称颂神的话。
In the sanctuary, in the temple, God also uses two godly people to praise God through Jesus.
又过了一段时间，又有几位远从东方来的博士来到他们居住之处。
A short time later, there are also magi from the east came to them.
他们向着耶稣小婴孩俯伏敬拜。
They bow down and worship the little baby.
而且揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。
And they opened up their treasure box and they offered up gold, incense, and myrrh.
这些想必都给约瑟和玛利亚更多的兴奋和鼓励。
And we think that this must have also given Joseph and Mary a lot of excitement and encouragement.
但是东方博士才一走。
However, as soon as the Magi from the east left,
随即有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现。
And the angel from the Lord appeared to them.
告诉他们要赶紧逃命。
And he told them that they have to run away quickly.
因为有杀身之祸即将临到。
Because someone is going to kill them.
这样一种圣诞后的挑战，大概是我们在座所有的人都不曾遭遇，也绝对不希望遭遇的。
Such kind of a post-Christmas challenge is probably very rare for any one of us.
想看看，如果你是约瑟和玛利亚，在仓促逃亡的路上，你心中会想什么
？If you put yourself in the shoes of Joseph and Mary, what would be going through your mind?
这一逃是逃到非洲的埃及啊
！Because this time you actually have to run away to Africa, to Egypt.
不只是离自己在拿撒勒的家更加的遥远。
Not only are you so much farther away from your own home, Nazareth.
而且是离开了自己族裔犹太人主要居住的地区。
And you also left the area where all your people live.
他们在埃及避难，一直要等到希律王死了。
So they went to Egypt, and they had to wait until King Herod died.
照着学者的推算，这段时间可能有一年，或者是再长一些。
According to scholars, this time period is about one year or a little bit over.
而且历史资料显示，希律王死了之后，原来他辖管之处由三个儿子瓜分。
And according to historical information, we know that after King Herod died, his territory was divided by his three sons.
圣经提到的亚基老是其中一个儿子，他分到了地方最大，将近一半。
In the scripture, we know that one of his sons, Archelaus, he had part of the territory which was the biggest, and then that's about half of the territory.
而且包括了整个犹大地。
And that includes the entire area of Judea.
但他这个人又残酷又统治无方。
However, this person was cruel and he didn't know how to govern.
所以在主后第六年，他就被罗马皇帝撤职放逐了。
So, in AD 6, he was demoted and was actually exiled to somewhere else.
他的领土归由皇帝另外委派的巡抚直接统治。
So his territory was taken over by someone who was appointed by the emperor.
约瑟带着妻子和孩子刚要从埃及回来的时候，亚基老还在位。
So when Joseph and his wife and his baby was about to return from Egypt,the king Archelaus was still in position.
所以约瑟不敢去到犹大地。
So Joseph was was afraid and he didn't want to go to the land of Judea.
后来在梦中被主指示，就回到加利利的拿撒勒。
So in the dream he was guided by the Lord and then he returned to Nazareth in Galilee.
所以就算圣诞夜很美。
So they although Christmas Eve could be very beautiful.
约瑟和玛利亚面对圣诞后极大的挑战。
Joseph and Mary had to face great challenges.
他们因着耶稣的缘故，过了一年到两年的逃难生活。
And because of Jesus, they had to run away, be in exile.
他们自己的生命都受到威胁。
Even their own lives were threatened.
没有人能够代表神回答。为什么神要容许这些苦难临到他们身上
？So at that point, nobody could answer to them for God to tell them why they had to suffer like this.
在耶稣出生之前已经吃了很多苦了。
Because they already suffered a lot before Jesus was born.
在耶稣诞生之后还要吃更多更大的苦。
And they had to endure even more after the baby was born.
这些问题只有神能够回答。
And such questions could only be answered by God.
但是我们看到约瑟和玛利亚依然凭着信心。顺从神的引导。
However, we can see that both for Joseph and Mary, they both still by faith they trust God.
走每一步都需要信心。
Every step of the way needs faith.
但是他们还是一步一步的随从神的引导。
And they every single step they took it by faith.
今天我们刚好有洗礼。
And today we witness the baptism.
洗礼从一个角度来说。代表了受洗之人属灵生命的诞生之日。
From a certain point of view, we know that baptism gives the person who was getting baptized a new life.
从另外一个角度来说，也可以说是受洗之人接受耶稣，让耶稣在这一天 降生在他们的心中，在他们的生命里。
From another point of view, we can see that the person who got baptized was receiving Jesus, so that Jesus from that day can come into their heart and be with their life.
所有经过慕道阶段而信主的人都知道，慕道阶段就等于耶稣基督在我们心中降生之前的那个阶段。
For everybody who has been through a period of seeking God, we know that such a seeking period was as if it was prior to Jesus was born in us.
在那个阶段，自然有那个阶段的挑战。
So there are challenges as seekers.
每一个挑战都需要人以信心来回应，来克服。
And every challenge needs our faith to respond.
信主受洗就好像圣诞夜耶稣诞生的时刻。
So when we are baptized at the moment, it's just as if it was the time when Jesus was born in us.
的确很美，很有意义。
It was very beautiful and very meaningful.
是一个值得兴奋欢喜庆祝的一个高峰。
And it was a highlight and something that's worthy of celebration.
但是圣诞之后并不是什么挑战都没有了。
However, it doesn't mean that after Christmas there's no challenges.
为了让这个幼小的生命有好的成长，神会让我们经历更多的挑战。
In order for this new life to grow better, God gives us more challenges.
有些挑战还可能是比之前经历过的更大更艰难。
And some of those challenges could be even greater and harder than the one that it has already been experienced.
感谢神，约瑟和玛利亚在面对圣诞后的挑战之时，还是以单纯的信心，信靠顺服神的引导，一步一步走下去。
We thank the Lord that Joseph and Mary, even after when they face the post-Christmas challenges, they still use their simple faith, and according to the faith, they follow and obey God's guidance.
今天神也同样希望每一位刚刚信主的人有心智来面对圣诞后的挑战。
And today, God also wants everyone who just accepted Him to have simple faith and to face the challenges.
对于我们已经信主多年的人来说，还可以从另外一个角度来看圣诞后的挑战。
For those of us who have followed Jesus for a long time, we can still look at the challenges from different perspective.
每年的圣诞夜十二月二十四号到阳历的除夕夜十二月三十一号，中间多少天？
Oh, how many days are there? So how many days are there between Christmas Eve, which is December 24th, to New Year's Eve, which is December 31st?
刚好一个礼拜。
Seven days, one week.
所以我们在圣诞夜欢喜庆祝耶稣的诞生之后，有整整一个礼拜可以来思想。
So from Christmas Eve celebration until New Year's Eve, there's one week for us to reflect.
我对耶稣基督的敬拜将如何在新的一年影响我每天的生活和侍奉。
Our worship in Jesus, and how would that affect my life and my serving the new year?
是否耶稣基督的降生一年比一年更多的在我人生当中产生显而易见的影响？
Is it true that the birth of Jesus, in me, for every year it gets more and more obvious and gives more and more impact in other people's lives.
我们每年都会庆祝一次圣诞节。
Every year we will celebrate Christmas Eve.
但是庆祝过后，我拿什么来献给他？
However, after the celebration, what do I have to give to Jesus?
我用什么样的态度来回应他的爱？
What kind of attitude do I have to respond to his love?
我用什么样的态度来过下一年每天的生活。
What kind of attitude will I have to live the lives in the next year?
我想没有认识主之前，我们每个人对自己的人生都有许多美好的梦想。
I believe that for most of us, we have beautiful dreams in our lives, even before we knew Jesus.
我相信我们在座的高中生对你的将来有很多美好的梦想。
Many high school students among us,have lots of dreams in your future lives.
我们在座的小学生可能对将来也已经有一个很美好的梦想。
Elementary students among us will also already probably have some dreams in your future lives as well.
我相信2000年前的约瑟和玛利亚也曾经有过自己的梦。
I believe for Joseph and Mary in 2000 years ago, they also had their dreams.
但当他们凭信心接受允许耶稣闯进他们的生活中之后，
However, when they accept Jesus and they, by faith, they allow Jesus to come into their heart.
他们也凭信心选择将自己生命的主权完全交在神的手中。
By faith, they chose to give all of their lives in Jesus' hand.
从此之后，不再是依照自己心中的梦来安排人生。
From that point on, they do not arrange their lives according to their own dreams.
而是以耶稣为主来顺从神的安排。
They let Jesus be the Lord of their lives, and they obey and follow Lord's guidance.
有一个小故事我很喜欢，每几年就希望讲一次。
There's a story I really like, and then I would talk about it every couple years.
题目叫做三棵小树的故事。
It's a story of three trees.
很久很久以前，一个山顶上长了三棵小树。
A long, long time ago, on the mountain top, there were three trees.
他们对自己的未来都充满了美丽的梦想。
They had beautiful dreams for their future.
第一棵树抬头看到天上闪闪发光的星星，好像钻石一样。
The first tree raises his head and he saw all these stars in the sky and they're just like diamonds.
他就说我将来要成为一个装珠宝的木柜。
He said that I want to be a chest and that to contain all these jewelries.
要装全世界最珍贵、最光辉夺目的宝贝。
And I want to contain the most precious, the most glorious treasures.
第二棵小树放眼望去，看到下面的溪水流向大河，再流向大海。
And the second tree looked around him, and he saw that the river goes into a big river, and the big river goes into the ocean.
就说有一天我要成为一艘最坚固的船。
And he said that one day I'm going to become the strongest ship.
而且要载运全世界最伟大的君王，乘风破浪。
I am going to carry the greatest king.To ride the waves.
第三棵树低头看见山谷下的人，男男女女为生活忙碌。
And the third tree looked down and he saw all these people busy for their own lives.
他就说我不要离开山顶。
He said, I'm not going to leave this mountain top.
我要一直长，一直长，成为一棵全世界最高的巨树。
I'm going to keep growing and growing and become the tallest tree in this world.
当人们经过的时候都会停下来看我。
And when whoever passes by me will stop and then look at me.
而且会抬起头，只看到天空，就想到神的伟大。
And they're going to look up to me and then they'll see the sky and they will think of the greatness of the Lord.
几年之后的有一天。
And several years later.
小树都已经长大。
All these trees have grown up.
一群伐木工人来到了山顶上。
And these the workers came.
一个工人看到第一棵树说这棵树真美，正合乎我用。
So the first worker came and he looked at the first tree. He said, "Wow, this is a good tree. It's just right for me."
他就用锋利的斧头用力一挥，这棵树就倒下去了。
So he uses his axe and then he cut down the tree.
另外有工人看到第二棵树说，这棵树很结实，正合乎我用。
And the second worker saw the second tree. He said, "Wow, this is a strong tree. It's just right for me."
他用锋利的斧头用力一挥，第二棵树就倒下去了。
And he raises his axe and he cut down the tree too.
当第三棵树发现有一个工人在看着他的时候，他整个心都沉下去了。
When the third tree saw that there another worker came to him and was looking at him.
他不希望被砍，他希望能够一直长成为最高的树。
And his heart sank and he was like, "Oh, I don't want to get cut down because I want to be the tallest tree."
但这个工人毫不珍惜地说，对我来说哪棵树都一样，唰一砍。这棵树也倒下去了。
However, this worker did not appreciate the third tree for who he was. So then he raises his axe and cut it down too.
当第一个工人把第一棵树带到木匠的店里的时候，第一棵树好高兴。
So when the first worker brought the first tree to the carpenter's store, and then the first tree was really happy.
他想，哎呀，我马上就要被做成装财宝的高级木柜了。
And he was thinking that he's going to become a really high-class chest and to contain all these jewelries.
没想到这个木匠把它做成一个喂牲畜吃东西的木槽。
However, he didn't know that this carpenter actually made him into a feed box for animals.
这个曾经美丽夺人的木树变成了一个装木屑和干草。与牲畜为伍的牧草。
So this this tree once was so beautiful, now has become a mere the feed box to contain hays and he live with animals.
当第二个工人把第二棵树带到造船厂的时候，第二棵树好高兴。
When the second worker brought the second tree to factory which the manufactured ships, and the second tree was really happy.
他想到他马上就要成为航行大海的大船了。
When he thought about very soon that he's going to become a great ship that is going to ride the waves on in the sea.
谁想到他们把它敲敲打打做成一个简单平凡的渔船。
And he didn't know that he actually ended up becoming a very simple little boat for fishermen.
他只能被放在一个湖里，每天载运一些又腥又臭的鱼。
And he was placed in a little lake, and he was carrying all these smelly fish.
当第三个工人把第三棵树带到木料厂的时候，第三棵树感到很困惑。
And when the third tree was carried to the wood factory, and he was very confused.
因为他们只把它修成一条笔直的柱子，然后就扔在木堆里。
When because the factory was just making him into a straight beam, and then he was thrown into a pile of beams of the same kind.
他跟其他的柱子一同在那里挨着风吹日晒雨打。
So he was just a simple beam in one of the bunch of beams, and then they're out there, to endure the rains and the sunlight.
日子一天天的过去。
So day after day.
三棵树都渐渐忘掉曾经有过的美丽梦想。
All three of the trees have forgotten that they once had beautiful dreams.
但是在一天夜晚
one night,
天上来的一道金光照耀在第一棵树的身上。
A golden ray shone on the first tree.
他听到一位年轻的男人说，也许我们可以用它来做婴儿床。
He heard a voice of a young man, and he said, "Maybe we can use this as our crib."
然后那位年轻的妈妈就轻轻地把才出生的婴孩放在第一棵树的身上。
And then he realized that the young mother placed the newborn baby in him.
那母亲对丈夫说，你看这马槽何等美丽。
And this young woman told her husband and said, "Look how beautiful this manger is."
在那一刹那间，第一棵树突然明白，现在他所装的是全世界最珍贵的财宝。
So at that moment, the first tree realized that indeed at this moment it was containing the most precious jewelry in this world.
三十年后，在另外一个夜晚
，30 years later, in another night,
一群人踏上了第二棵树所坐的老渔船。
A group of people.Went on this little old boat that was made by the second tree.
其中一位乘客似乎十分疲惫，去到船尾就躺下呼呼大睡。
And one of the passengers seems to be really tired. As soon as he got on the boat, he went to sleep.
船静静地航向湖的另一边。
And this boat just silently went to the other side of the lake.
突然狂风大撞。大作波浪翻腾。
Out of a sudden, a storm came.
第二棵树被冲撞的，哎呀！然后看到船上的人非常的慌乱。
And the second tree, this little old boat, was shocked by the waves, and then he knew that the people on him was trying to fight the storm.
他们已经不再有力量与风浪搏斗。
And they are at the point that they can't fight it anymore.
连第二棵树他自己都无法再承担四面八方来拉扯的力量。
And even the second tree couldn't withstand all these forces came from all of the place.
在这时候，那个原先睡觉的乘客醒来。
So at this moment, the sleeping passenger woke up.
他站起来，伸出他的手说：“平静吧，止住吧。”
He stood up, he raises his hand, and he said, "Stop it, be calm."
瞬时之间，整个风浪。完全的窒息。
And all of a sudden, the entire storm was gone.
第二棵树突然明白，他所载运的是全世界最伟大的君王。
So the second tree suddenly realized that what he was carrying was the greatest king.
是天地万有的主宰。
He is the Lord of the heavens.
因为他的缘故，软弱的人可以得为刚强。
And because of him, the weak can be strong.
又过了一两年之后的一个星期五早上
，A couple years later, on a Friday morning,
第三棵树突然受到惊吓
，The third tree was shocked.
Because
he was taken out from the pile of beams.
没有多久, Not
long after, he was placed on someone's shoulder. This person was whipped mercilessly. When this person was walking in the narrow street, there are crowds filled on the street.
有人对他叫骂,
some people yelled and scolded at him, and some people cried for him. And this person was so weak that he actually fell down. Soldiers just randomly grabbed somebody to carry the third tree for him. And then right outside of town on the little hilltop. The third tree felt some sudden pain.
并钉把原先遭鞭打那个人的手和脚都用粗大的钉子钉穿过去。
The soldiers nailed the person who was earlier whipped, his hands and his feet with large nails.
直到深深扎进第三棵树的身上。
And these nails went deeply into the third tree.
然后他被举起来。
And then the tree was raised up.
在那个时刻，第三棵树觉得又丑陋又羞愧。
At that moment, the third tree felt so ugly and felt very ashamed.
但在第三天的早上,
However, on the third day,
当太阳冉冉升起,
when the sun rises,
阳光照亮在第三棵树上,
the sunshine shines on the third tree,
也照亮整片大地,
and also shines the whole earth.
第三棵小树突然明白, 神的爱改变了整个世界。
The third tree realized that God's love has changed the world.
神的爱让第一棵树成为美丽。
God's love made the first tree beautiful.
让第二棵树成为刚强。
He made the second tree strong.
现在神的爱也让第三棵树成为全世界最高的树。
Now God's love also made the third tree the tallest tree in the world.
从今以后，当世人看到第三棵树的时候， 他们会想到。
From now on, whenever people look at the third tree, they can think of God and they know of God's love.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
是的主, 每年都有一个圣诞节。
Yes, Lord, we celebrate Christmas every year.
我们都会欢喜庆祝。
We always celebrate.
但是圣诞之后呢?
However, what about post-Christmas?
我们真的有拿什么好的来献给主吗?
What good things do we have to offer to you?
主啊，我们每个人心中都有一些我们很在乎的梦想。
Lord, there are dreams that we care so much about in our lives.
要把生命的主权交给主，不是一件容易的事情。
It is not easy to give up all of us to your in your hands.
但是约瑟和玛利亚把生命的主权交给了主。
We know that Joseph and Mary did.
主，我们求你使用他们的榜样来激励我们。
Lord, we ask you to encourage us with their examples.
让我们对你的敬拜是毫无保留的。
So then we save nothing for ourselves when we come to worship you.
特别在2012年即将来临的时候。
Especially now, the year 2012 is approaching.
求主向我们说话,
we ask you to speak to us.
让我们以信心来面对圣诞后的挑战。
So that we can, by faith, to face the challenges after Christmas.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来唱一首诗歌,
let's sing a hymn together.
这首诗歌我们昨天晚上也有唱,
and we sang this last night.
我们唱副歌的时候，最后面的时候，
When we sing the chorus,
我们, 是从这个, 由弱渐渐加强。
We're going to do a crescendo. Okay.
Oh, come let us adore in Christ the Lord. 天使十般欢畅，颂声喜乐洋洋，光明众天君都来高声颂扬，在至高之处，荣耀归于真神。起来崇拜我救主，起来崇拜我救主，起来崇拜我救主耶稣基督。我从前曾恭贺救主今日降生，荣耀中荣耀全归于主神明。大哉不正道，在肉身中显明，起来崇拜我救主，起来崇拜我救主，起来崇拜我救主耶稣基督。
我们在这时候要正式欢迎慈利和广善加入主的肢体。
Now we would like to welcome Sister Chili and Brother Guang San to formally become one of our family.
诶，广善去哪里啊？我们请建华代表教会来给他们洗礼的证书和礼物。
So let's have Brother 建华 to present the certificate to them.